This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes there are debates here, sometimes discussions, always lively conversation here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with us. You can always check out his podcasts at, and I'll tell you what's in the most recent podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com as we get into our discussion of things that are going on, things that have been researched. Ken is a researcher. In addition to being a medical doctor, he's also a researched scientist and has done a lot in his career to help people understand what's going on in their bodies, especially when it comes to their blood circulation, heart, et cetera, the world of his world is fabulously interesting. He practices at Lake Cardiology, a clinic in Mondura, Florida, which is outside of Orlando, and he is there at your service anytime. I think a lot of people go visit Ken that come from different parts of the country to actually, in fact, hear him on the radio and think, okay, I'd like to go down there and find out what I can that I haven't been able to find out from my own doctor. So if you're traveling, I saw last year, Ken, I think it was 42 million people visited Orlando, mostly because of the Orlando area, going to Disney or going out to the Space Center. Can you imagine? That's almost an unbelievable number of people going in and out of there. But it is a very, it's a wonderful place, and you get wonderful care and wonderful input from Ken at Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400 is the local number for the office. I'll call that number from anywhere in the country. 352-735-1400. Let's get to, I kind of want to, there are a number of things on the docket this week. I want to spend some time here and maybe later on the this whole business antidepressants. I want to talk about later on blood pressure. No, hello, Doug. Are you with us or against us? The vaccine conversation and what we do about the vaccines. I think we need to get to that. The business about everybody taking everything. There has been too much generalized conversation that's misleading about vaccines. Some of them, I think we all can agree on, anybody with a conscience, that some of these vaccines are imperative and you need to have them. Flu shots are not imperative. They're probably smart. And I've told the story a couple of times about getting pneumonia shots and tetanus shots and things like that. I'm not afraid of, nor am I anti-vaccines. Specifically, though, there are so many of them, it seems to me we are doing a disservice to people. The news media certainly is, Ken. All of the information about everybody needs vaccine. Well, what vaccines are we talking about? Because there are some that are necessary and, frankly, some that aren't. And so how do we get to the bottom of what is right for people so that we don't have this craziness? All these people, I'm looking around, that's what I was talking about here a minute ago, of all the states, there's 20 states that are proposing anti-vaccination bills. So if you don't want to, people want to opt out on vaccinations, they can do it. But that's dangerous, too. I mean, I'm not a convert. I think I had four shots. You did, too, when you were a kid. And there are some of these things that are absolutely necessary living in a sort of civilized society. And then there are a lot of other things. The whole controversy about whether, you know, the autism is being caused. I think that's, even though you think the work has been done on that's kind of final, I don't know that I agree with that. But I do know that we have a mess here. And I don't know how to sort it out. You want to take a shot at sorting it out a little bit?
Well, I know there are 15 vaccine preventable diseases that you can help your children grow up avoiding. And, you know, I certainly...
Is there a list of them somewhere that we
should
post? And if you would send me a list of the things that you think are necessary, and then what isn't necessary, because we know there are a lot more than 15 things being used by doctors or being...
Well, there's currently... from age 0 to 10, there's 15 vaccine-preventable diseases that are being recommended currently.
All right. But then there are other vaccines that are floating around that are not necessary and may be a problem. And there are things that are done to some of the vaccines, even though it's the manufacturers, the drug makers who are pushing all these vaccines, keep pushing and pushing and pushing. There is stuff in them that is not good for you. There are some things that are still in them, not mercury anymore, but there are other preservatives that are not good, right?
Yeah, I just think not getting any one of these 15 preventable diseases is not good. And because I have seen the results of what can happen to these precious children when parents are afraid of giving them vaccines.
And well, but they're afraid because the parents think, and there's no real good evidence in some cases, that the parents are wrong when it comes to what the impact is, even though you look
at the evidence. I mean, we just talked about the Danish study of 650,000 children where, you know, it was only one vaccine, the MMR, but, you know, that's the one that most people are afraid of. And
I think that's true.
And the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, you know, that's the one that started this whole issue about autism, and that whole, the doctor, the researchers have all admitted that it was a fraud, and it's all been retracted. Mm-hmm. It started this whole concern about vaccines and autism. And, you know, there's just no evidence that it causes autism. If there was, I wouldn't have given these vaccines to my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly something. If you can give me those 15, I'll try to post them on an appropriate Facebook page, social media, website, that sort of thing. Meanwhile, the country is concerned about Alex Trebek, much-loved host of Jeopardy.
Absolutely.
Or any number, 1984, I think, is when he started.
Exactly.
He has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which is pretty tough to survive. Is it not, really?
This is sad. 78-year-old Alex Trebek, and he, as Doug said, he's hosted Jeopardy since 1984. You know, it's almost like the reliable voice of Walter Cronkite, the last one. Mm-hmm. He has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. This means the cancer has spread to other organs, and it's typically the liver or the lungs. Pancreatic cancer, it's not the good one. On average, and across all stages, has a 5-year survival rate of 9%. So how do you prevent this? My recommendation, don't smoke, maintain a healthy weight, and eat a healthy diet. This means a lot of colorful fruits and vegetables and whole grains.
Now, he doesn't look like, I don't know much about
him. He looks good.
He's always looked fit, doesn't look like a smoker, doesn't look like anybody who's abused himself. So all those things contribute to it. What else, what happens, what physically goes on when you have a cancer like this? How the free radicals get together? What pushes, a lot of stuff you read and some of the things we've talked about with regard to research, fatty tissue is not good for any of these cancers. But this guy at least doesn't look like, he's not an obese man, and he's always looking like he's pretty dapper and in shape.
In cancer, there's a mutation that occurs, and that triggers it. What exactly is happening in pancreatic cancer? I'll tell you what we know, which is not a lot. Chronic inflammation of the pancreas from pancreatitis can be a risk factor. Diabetes. Also, there are some genetic syndromes that can increase the cancer. This includes the BRCA2 gene mutation we hear a lot about in breast cancer. There also are some other genetic syndromes. He may have a gene, a family history of pancreatic cancer and smoking and obesity, which we talked about. And just being above the age 65 puts you at risk. And I'm sure there are many factors about pancreatic cancer and its causes and its risks that we don't yet know. Stay tuned. In a decade, I'm sure we'll be a lot smarter.
Yep. But it'll bring about a lot of conversation about this kind of cancer, stage 4 cancers. You and I have talked about my former wife who had stage 4 breast cancer for 21 years, how she survived. Nobody, it certainly took its toll on her. and everybody else, but mostly on her physically, what it spread around her body, made a mess of her body.
In pancreatic cancer, often there's recommended pretty aggressive surgery to get it out and all that's around, and the usual chemo and radiation therapy, but there are some trials going on with immune therapy, and I'm sure he's going to get the best, and we can only hope for the best.
Well, that's part of it, the immunotherapy stuff that's being done now to try to... your immune system is what fights this stuff off. You get a strong immune system, there may have been some flaw. Who knows what his DNA is all about? Who knows? But it'll serve as a lightning rod for conversation about this, that's for sure. Let's converse about something else for a moment or two. If you are someone that likes to drink coffee, likes to drink tea, likes to drink wine, maybe you're still smoking. We always talk about the vagaries of smoking. One of the things that it does is make your teeth look yellow and horrible, cruddy. And if you want to get beyond that, if you've stopped smoking and maybe you drink coffee every day but not as much, or tea, that's the stuff that the acid in the tea and the coffee eats into your enamel, and that's where the yellow stains come from. So you can do a number of different things, but they aren't good for your enamel. The only one that's good for your enamel is Power Swabs. Power Swabs extracts from the enamel the things that have penetrated into the enamel and therefore doesn't damage the enamel. You have a good smile. You have healthy teeth and gums. That's what is important, having your health and looking good. Power Schwabs will basically give you the ability in as little as 5 minutes to whiten up your teeth. Use Power Swabs the first time, you'll see the results, and then every 5, 6, 7 days you do the treatment again, do it over a course of months, and you actually something you should do, because you're not going to stop drinking coffee and tea, probably don't have to, but you want to have your teeth as white as possible, so don't have to give it up. What you do is transform your smile, bring it back to where it's supposed to be by using Power Swabs. And you get Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. That's the deal from Dr. Ginniger for our listeners. He's the one who developed this fabulous, the formula is all natural. That's why you like it, and that's why it works. Get it now. Can't get it in stores or online, just by calling 800-208-1797.
What's that saying about, you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitriol now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitriol for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitriol at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health, our focus on Alex Trebek. Let's follow up that conversation with Alex Trebek with the passing of Luke Perry on people's minds this week. He had a fatal stroke. A lot of people were wondering, what in the world, at 52, how does this guy die? He apparently was a heavy smoker when he was younger, but gave it up. He went from an all-meat and potato diet to a vegan diet. So what do you know about this circumstance specifically, and what happens, how does a stroke like that affect somebody who's that young?
Doug, this story is all about the bigger picture, as you're alluding to, is that strokes can happen at any age. The vast majority of strokes do occur in people over age 70, and this is usually due to hardening of the arteries of the brain, like a heart attack. It's a brain attack. But when strokes occur in younger patients, there are often different causes than those found in the older patients. So what causes the stroke in the younger patients? Chiropractic adjustment is one. Sports accidents, a roller coaster ride causing an artery to tear, and a blood clot to form and travel to the brain. And when strokes do occur in younger people whose brains have not yet shrunk as they will in us older people, younger folks are more at risk of fatal brain swelling because there's nowhere else for the blood to go. There are other causes of strokes in the young adult. A hole in the heart, which is a genetic mutation, making certain people more prone to blood clots that travel to the brain, or a heart defect or rhythm disturbance that causes clots to form and travel to the brain, certain drugs that cause arteries to suddenly narrow or close, cutting off blood flow to the brain, or an aneurysm in the brain can also lead to a stroke. So what are the signs of a stroke? Here you want to remember, FAS. F is for face, A is for arms, and S is for speech. In the face, you ask somebody to actually smile, and you'll see the sides of the lips not move together. Arms, you ask them to put their arms out and raise them up, and they don't do it together. And then speech, you hear some garbled speech. And word that you remember for this is FAST. F for face, A for arms, S for speech, and the T is time to call 911. The other thing to remember is don't chew an aspirin when you're having a stroke, because it can be a bleeding stroke and only make it worse. So fast is the way to diagnose a stroke.
Yeah, but then what do you do? What if you're having a stroke, you just get in your car or have somebody drive you to the nearest
You call 911 and you get them to the emergency room.
I thought there was something that we talked about a year or two ago.
Give me a sec. Because you want to diagnose whether it's a bleeding stroke, which occurs when you explode the circulation in the brain, or is it due to a clotting stroke. And when it's a clotting stroke, you can use blood thinners, which dramatically, like Drano, open up the circulation.
But how do you know when it's going on? How in the heck do you know what the circumstances are?
Because you're showing these signs, the face, arm, speech.
So in that circumstance, I know that, but there were other things. There was something we were told. I remember we talked about it a couple of years ago. When you're having a stroke or signs of stroke, you take something. It isn't aspirin, but there's something else that will mitigate the problem that the stroke could present if left gone untreated or unnoticed. There was something we ingest.
Well, that it's not something that you can give you. It's got to be given in the hospital, usually within the first 3 hours of the onset of symptoms. And that's the clot buster, the Drano.
So why was it that we were told, take a baby aspirin every night before you go to bed, it'll eliminate the problem of having to worry about having strokes?
Well, it'll lower the risk. It's not an absolute. If you have a blood clotting problem, you need something stronger.
All right. Dr. Ken and Doug at 28 after the hour on Good Day Health.
What's that saying about, you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrant and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrant now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrin at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump went to Alabama on Friday, where a deadly tornado killed 23 people. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
The survivor describes his ordeal.
Noticed that my dad's house wasn't there no more, and looked back, my place wasn't there no more. I seen their blue couch and figured that he might have just been sitting there watching TV or something. I just started digging and looking for them.
Eventually, he heard them knocking and got help to help rescue them from under the debris. They had taken cover in a bathtub.
The president and his wife Melania went to see the damage on Friday. The tornado killed 23 people last weekend and devastated a region of eastern Alabama and nearby parts of Georgia.
So this, it's hard to believe, actually, and I guess the fact that we went very early helped a lot of people, but we saw things that you wouldn't believe.
His tour of the region began with an aerial survey by helicopter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. Good Day Health. Dr. Stephan, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. A present podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com has Dr. Ken and I talking about food labeling, preservatives that you need to avoid. We also talk about the Okinawa diet. Dr. Ken tells you about frequent use of recreational marijuana and its relationship to depression. And then talk about blueberries and how great they are for your cardiovascular system, lowering blood pressure, that sort of thing. The usual list, a lot of informational tidbits, every one of our podcasts that you can find at gooddayhealthshow.com. It's important to use that handle, gooddayhealthshow.com, for Dr. Ken and his updates. Now, back to the discussion that we were having about Luke Perry and what you said. About, you know, you said something about, you said a couple of things that I think need clarification. One of them was that chiropractic adjustment can be the cause of a stroke. I remember ABC, maybe 20 years ago, did a hatchet job on the story, one woman that they found who had a stroke because of a bad adjustment from a bad chiropractor. If we don't clarify that, it sort of sounds like an indictment of chiropractic.
That wasn't the intent.
No, I know it wasn't. But I just want to have people understand that there are good and bad cardiologists. There are good and bad chiropractors. There are good and bad bus drivers. There are good and bad radio people. There are good and bad in everything. And so it's important for you to find somebody. There are a lot of adjustments that get made by chiropractors. It's been the mainstream now. Insurance pays for it, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't want to leave people with the impression that if you have a chiropractic adjustment, I don't let my chiropractor, I don't know if let, but it's becoming passé to do the kind of adjustments that you're talking about, Ken, where they snap your neck back and forth from left to right, because that does affect where the carotids are, right? Or it could affect where the carotids are, and that's what you're concerned about.
But there are some passe people out there, and yeah. I'm not indicting roller coasters either, and just adding it to a thorough list.
All right. So you also mentioned something that I think is a key here. To general health, brain health. How do you keep your arteries soft and flexible? That's what you said. Hardening of the arteries in the brain causes strokes. Yeah, I get that. It's a Sometimes it's diet, sometimes it's age. I know in my regimen, I take a lot of fish. I eat a lot of fish and fish oil because I believe that's one of the things that can be done to keep your arteries, your not only your arteries in your brain, but in your body, soft and flexible. Is that not the truth?
Absolutely. You want to keep your nitric oxide level up, and there are foods that can do that. Beets, garlic, meat, dark chocolate, leafy greens, citrus fruits, pomegranates, nuts and seeds. So diet is very important. And you want to watch your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight. And when the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program, get 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep, and get the stress out of your life. And those things will help definitely keep the arteries nice and rubbery.
Yeah, keep them. It's very important for you to have the right diet, that's for sure. Yeah, keep them soft and flexible. There are a lot of things, the oils, the omega-3 oils that we talk about all the time, the stuff with that krill omega-50, that's a good product. But getting just the right amount, but you always say let's eat enough of the right kinds of foods as well. You just mentioned something in there. Go through that list again. Beets, what did you say before?
Well, nitric oxide.
And we're nitric oxide, that's
yes,
right. Yeah,
nitric oxide, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it when we talk about, interestingly, how mouthwash can actually raise your blood pressure. But nitric oxide is a very important mediator of relaxing the blood vessels in the body. And you have to continuously make nitric oxide. It's a gas, and it helps relax the blood vessels. And there are foods you can eat that will promote the manufacture in your body of nitric oxide, this third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. And beets, garlic, meat, dark chocolate, leafy greens, citrus fruits, pomegranate, nuts, and seeds, to name the most important.
So what happens if you supplement? There are a lot of good nitric oxide supplements, and you say you can't overdo it, it sounds like.
If you have any concern, there are some very good saliva test strips that you can get over the counter to test your level. But nitric oxide is very important for good health. It's good for a control of blood pressure, for energy. It's in the long list of reasons why people feel fatigued. And it's a real thing. The Nobel Prize was given to it in around 1989 for the discovery. And many who trained later just didn't learn it in their training. But it's a very important part of the body.
All right, let's get to, as you're a cardiologist, the whole story about blood pressure being affected by mouthwash. And is this a brand-by-brand thing? Is this content? What's the story?
And especially the people who trained before 1989 didn't hear about nitric oxide. But this is a fascinating story from the frontiers in cellular and infection microbiology this week. Doug, friendly bacteria in the mouth. You know, we've been talking a lot about this microbiome in the body. It's fascinating. Yep. It's the new frontier, a new organ in the body discovered. It's been there for a long time, just newly discovered. So these friendly bacteria in the mouth help maintain good cardiovascular health by helping the conversion of dietary nitrate into nitric oxide. Those foods we just talked about need these friendly bacteria to be made into this wonderful gas, nitric oxide, which helps the blood vessels relax and let the red blood cells in and keeps the blood pressure down. Nitric oxide is the signaling molecule that helps maintain normal blood pressure. But the news this week is that chlorhexidine, an antiseptic substance found in mouthwash, may kill nitric oxide producing friendly bacteria, which in turn may raise your systolic blood pressure, that top number.
All right. So, nitric oxide, good. Mouthwash, not good. I think that's basically what we're saying.
Well, you may want to use it when you go out on a date, but just use it sparingly.
Okay, I'll remember that. Thank you very much. So, let's see, keeping our focus on what's going on. We talked about this in several different contexts on the regular DJV program about what happens to your sleep pattern on the weekend and how that may or may not affect you. I don't know. I mean, I Friday night and Saturday morning, I usually sleep in a little bit later, and I do on Sunday as well, than my normal time of getting up in the fives during the week. And that doesn't happen. When the weather gets better and it's light, I may be up at 6 on Saturday and Sunday to get working on the farm, but I'm trying to figure out what really is being said here by this study.
Well, this is out of Current Biology this week. Approximately one-third of all adults in America do not meet the recommended threshold for sleep. That's at least 7 hours per night. And there's a strong association between getting too little sleep, Doug, on a nightly basis and an increased risk of developing certain metabolic conditions. We're talking about obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular problems because the blood pressure does go up. This new study this week brings us some not so great news, and that is that sleeping in at the weekend does not reverse the damage of chronic sleep loss.
But that counters this is what drives me nuts about science. This counters a study that we talked about,
that countered all of the rest of the other studies. And that just turned out, now I wondered about that study because that did not go with all the other studies. It just wasn't a good study. You know, there's bad science, like there's bad everything else, but there's great science, and that was a bad study.
Sometimes it just depends also on what you agree with and what you don't agree with. It's almost like politics.
Well, no, but I'm going with this is an area that's been researched in numerous studies, and when that happens and there's an outlier, it's a bad study. And if there's only one or two studies, you don't know. That's why it takes time to really pin these things down.
And speaking of sleep, there are a number of myths about sleep that we're talking about here, a number of things. There are, I think sometimes people who are sleepy all the time don't really know. Maybe they're worried and they don't go to sleep and sleep well, or their bodies are tired and achy and they don't sleep. Whatever it is, may I give you some suggestions about how to get a good night's rest? This is very important for everybody, as Ken will tell you. If you're tossing and turning around and not getting a good night's rest, that is bad. So there are lots of different messages here. There are lots of things that need to be a part of your decisions as to where you're sleeping, how well you're sleeping, what do you have on your bed. And thus comes the discussion of the MyPillow mattress topper, which is pretty new to the market. Three different levels, three layers, if you will, of material that are designed to provide you with much better support, alleviate pressure points in your body, and control your body temperature. So I've changed this on my bed, and it's made it much more comfortable, much more supportive. So if you want to sleep well and get the rest that Ken says we need to get every single day, then may I send you in the direction of MyPillow.com. For years and years now, all of the things about MyPillow have been ringing true with people. Almost 50 million people, 70 million people around the world have used MyPillow products. Sleep issues tend to increase as you get older, so that's why the older you are, the more important and imperative it is to make your sleeping atmosphere much better. Let's control the situation. Let's bring in the mattress topper from MyPillow and get a great deal while doing it. Go to MyPillow.com, order your mattress topper today, and get 30% off the regular retail price, plus two free standard MyPillows when you use the code DJV. Yep, promo code DJV for a couple of free MyPillows and 30% off the new mattress topper. Get it at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 1-800-833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calatin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Good day, health. Doug Steffen here with the news about a new weapon in the war on pancreatic cancer, which took Steve Jobs, Patrick Swayze, Michael Landon, among others. It's lethal, and you get it, and you die fast, and there's more of it. It's on the rise in America. So, thinking about those victims and others, maybe you know somebody, most of us now in our lives know somebody. I know someone who's in the hospital right now suffering from this horrible disease, pancreatic cancer. It was the fourth leading cause of cancer deaths just 5 years ago. Now it's third. Experts predict that pancreatic cancer will rank second among cancer deaths, right behind lung cancer, in the next year or two. Unlike breast cancer, prostate cancer, and colorectal cancer that have been falling, the detection that's used, better treatments are available, that sort of stuff. Immunotherapy does not work. It's worked on those cancers, but it doesn't work on pancreatic cancer. So there are a team of researchers taking a new approach, and the work is being done at the Sammons Cancer Center in Dallas. The team there has received a multi-million dollar grant to create a test that will pinpoint pancreatic cancer so that the genetic markings can be detected when there's still a chance. This sort of falls in the hand of some of the conversation the last couple of weeks even about somebody, I think it's in Canada, finding a so-called cure for cancer. There are all kinds of cures for cancer around. The cancer industry doesn't want you to have that at your disposal because it puts their industry out of business. But let's keep our hopes up for some new weapons in the war against cancer. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so there's a Ken loves to get off on the marijuana cannabis industry and is teasing me about growing it on my farm. So here's this week's attack of cannabis usage.
Ken just loves to report what's published in the medical journals.
Oh, okay. So what does it say about eating these cannabis munchies?
This is out of Social Science Research Network just this week. It's a brand new study. It shows that one of the stereotypical behaviors that people associate with consuming marijuana may have a firm basis in truth. Legalizing cannabis, Doug, has produced a spike in junk food sales wherever it gets legalized.
Isn't that interesting?
I thought you'd like it.
Why would that be?
Because, you know, there's been this
appetite in general?
Well, there's been this stereotype that it gives you munchies for a desire, increase your appetite for high-fat junk food. And it seems to play out in when you look at the big picture.
Why would that be, though?
There's something
in the THC.
It affects the brain. It affects the appetite centers. There's a neurochemical basis for it.
So can we go out on a limb and predict that if you're a high user of marijuana, you get fat? Because most of the people I know that smoke dope are not fat at all. Just the opposite, even.
I think there is, you know, there does appear to be some weight gain. And,
yeah. All right.
You know, you're not out there running the track.
No, you're sitting around smoking pot. Dr. Ken Crona is not doing that, I guarantee you. This is Good Day Health. Check out the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Doctor time, the extraordinary public service that we present, and I say that not with tongue in cheek. I think we do present an extraordinary opportunity for people with these podcasts on health and the information that we get from the two doctors that are regulars here, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is here with us now to go through more of the stories that he studies every week from the various journals of medicine. This week, a lot of attention on vaccines and flu and pneumonia. I told you I got a pneumonia shot. Did I tell you that? I don't know if I did tell you that.
Breaking news.
Yeah, I got a shot for...
Congratulations. Good move.
I was told I would never have to get... I've never had pneumonia. I've never had the flu. But I've never had a flu shot, but this doctor convinced me that I ought to have a...
Wow, I want to talk to this doctor.
This is that lady who does the physical.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. So, let's get to the story here. First of all, the warning for people who are pregnant... And what happens if you get the flu or pneumonia or whatever? So what's the story here, Ken?
It's a great report.
This is reasoning to have a... This is why you get the vaccine, I think, from your perspective, right?
All of the above. This is out of JAMA Psychiatry this week, breaking news about autism risk. Pregnant women infected with sepsis, that's a bacterial infection in the blood, flu or pneumonia can significantly increase, Doug, the chance of giving birth to a baby with autism. Mothers infected during pregnancy, they have nearly an 80% elevated risk of having a child with autism and a 24% risk of having a child who grows up with depression. So this is interesting because we've been trying to identify clear risk factors. Is it genetic? Is it an environment? And here we without a doubt have identified risk of infection during pregnancy.
All right. This is an important research piece for people to make note of, take note of. If people want to research these things, just Google JAMA or what do you, Google flu and pneumonia risk. What's the way to Google if you want more information?
Just listen to us. No. Risks of autism, yes. That's how to find this.
All right. Also, with regard to vaccines, this is a big study that finds no link between any kind of measles vaccine and autism. So another autism story and vaccine connected.
This is amazingly out the same week and also a very important medical journal, the Annals of Internal Medicine. Amid ongoing U.S. measles outbreaks, one of the largest studies to date, Doug, provides fresh evidence that measles, mumps, and rubella, that MMR vaccine, does not cause autism. Danish researchers found no link between the MMR vaccine and autism, even when they focused on children at greater risk for developing autism. These are kids who have a sibling with autism. In a study of more than 650,000 Danish children, there was no difference in the risk of autism in vaccinated and unvaccinated children. The World Health Organization has declared vaccine hesitancy one of the 10 greatest threats to public health.
Well, the problem is that it's too general. We need to talk more about that in a specific sense. Some of the vaccines are controversial. Some of them are not. You ought to have some of them. Across the country, though, counties are reporting measles, and that is a real problem. And so now there are platforms on Facebook, YouTube, other social media, the crackdown on conspiracy theories, et cetera, et cetera. I think people need to have their conspiracy theories, be able to talk about them. But there are 20 states, Ken, that have proposed anti-vaccination bills, and Capitol Hill lawmakers apparently discussing the same thing. So what do you think will happen?
Well, I think that people are going to have to vaccinate their kids because it's a real problem, and the reason why we're seeing the resurrection of measles and these other illnesses are because people are not vaccinating the kids. And for these vaccines to work, it's like an umbrella. Everybody needs to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of things that everybody needs to do, there's a lot of research that's been done on weight loss and how to do it, who should be on a weight loss program, and how do you conduct yourself. You want to give weight loss a jump start, and then years from now look back on it and say, wow, this was a really good decision. The decision is to use America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. This has been going on for several decades. Calitrin is the product. It works very easily. You take four of them at night, and as Jennifer was saying earlier, you sleep better, and it works on putting the collagen, which is the main ingredient, to work in your body, so you push away the fat and lose the weight. All right? You got very easy. Just go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, get a 60-day supply for the price of a 30-day supply right now at toploss.com. Lose that weight with Calitrin.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.